As American and Chinese negotiators sit down this week to talk trade, remember three letters, ZTE. That's a Chinese multinational telecommunications company, just the kind of Chinese giant that President Trump wanted to target with crippling trade sanctions, until he didn't. In a recent tweet, Trump said he wanted to negotiate a deal with China to exempt ZTE from sanctions, and in an odd Make China Great Again moment, Trump wrote, "Too many Chinese jobs lost." Okay, so while the officials wheel and deal, how do ordinary Chinese feel about the budding trade war between Washington and Beijing? Isaac Stonefish is just back from a reporting trip to China and has been asking that question. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Marco.
So set the scene for us. I know you went to the biggest Starbucks in Shanghai to take the pulse of this issue. Why there?
So I went to the biggest Starbucks in the world, which the Starbucks company decided to open in Shanghai as an indication of how important China is to the future of Starbucks. And I decided to do this reporting in Starbucks because I thought it was a really good example of a company that came from nowhere to be massively successful in the Chinese market. Chinese were traditionally not coffee drinkers. They invented tea. And then starting roughly a decade ago, Starbucks became the symbol for sophisticated urbanism. And I wanted to see how much Chinese consumers associated Starbucks with America and with the political tensions and how much of it was just a good cup of coffee for them.
So tell us about the first person you met, Helen Zhang. Who is she?
So Helen caught my eye because she was studying Hebrew, which is not something that you see very often in a Chinese Starbucks. And she was Christian and wanted to study Hebrew to get closer to the Bible. And she had views that, although she presented them very carefully, were more critical of China's ruling Communist Party than most people publicly are.
We Chinese have been kept in the dark about the trade dispute between China and the U.S., and many people have no idea what changes the government's actions would bring. Here, a lot of media coverage is not as open. It was quite controlled. Most people will believe whatever the government is telling them. Sometimes when we're looking for information, we need to circumvent the wall.
So when Helen talks about the wall, she's not talking about the Great Wall of China. She's talking about what?
The Great Firewall of China, the massive censorship apparatus that hangs over the Chinese internet.
So there's this feeling of being kept in the dark in China about what a trade war with the U.S. might really bring. Tell us about the other woman you met.
So the other woman, Joy Jiang, was a lot more positive about the direction that U.S.-China relations were going. And she was also a lot more of the type who normally speaks to Western reporters like myself. She was a lot more upbeat, more comfortable saying nice things about both of the countries because she didn't want to wade into anything political.
A lot of Chinese kids are studying abroad now, not to mention the number of kids who are studying in the States. Many have excelled at school and have chosen to return to China to find work in bilateral trade. I think this is a good trend and will continue in the future.
So you're right, Isaac. She's pretty optimistic, and it seems that she's having a hard time imagining a trade war. But if there were, I mean, would she consider boycotting Starbucks, for example?
I was curious about that, too, and I asked her the same question.
I don't think it's necessary to boycott Starbucks because it's provided a lot of employment opportunities here. It's also provided a chance for Chinese people to learn about coffee culture. We feel very special after coming here.
How representative do you feel these kinds of views are, Isaac?
With the caveat that one almost has to generalize here. You know, we're talking about a country with 1.4 billion people. I would say Joy's views were fairly common, especially that she knew that she was being recorded and that this was going on the record. I would think her views would be slightly more nuanced and perhaps a little bit more critical of Starbucks or of Chinese trade policy had the recorder been put away.
Yeah, so she'll always know what a venti is, huh?
That she will. No one can take that away from her.
International Affairs Analyst Isaac Stonefish, thanks as always.
Thank you, Marco.